Good evening. Thank you for calling Kinko's.
Hello. I was down there today, and I got my passport photos done. And I pulled them out to take a look at them later.
Yeah.
And it's the strangest thing. But in one of the pictures, there's somebody else in the picture as well.
What?
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only
in
one of them, though.
Oh. Not. Oh, okay. That's odd. Okay, just come on down and we'll retake it. Was that color or black and white?
Black and white.
Okay. That's odd.
I know. But it's like a weird person. Like, the person's face is weird looking. It's all like distorted out of shape.
Yeah, I don't need to hear this tonight. This is a Halloween story, isn't it?
This isn't a story. I'm serious.
No, I know. Yeah,
What do you think it is?
Is
there something wrong with your camera?
I don't know. It could be... Can you tell if it's the first one that was taken? Like, did you get one set done or two sets?
One set.
One set. Okay. So maybe it was the image taken before you. But I don't know. It shouldn't have stayed in the camera. Like, it shouldn't,
weird.
And it shouldn't
really
have hit...
Weird,
yeah, it shouldn't have gone onto the second...
But the person looks like they're screaming or something. It's weird.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That's very odd.
I don't know what to do. Like, it's totally freaked me out.
Yeah... Yeah, we'll just retake it for you. Just come on by.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Or they'll refund your money. Yeah, just bring it.
Well, it's not about the money. It's just more that it's just weird.
Yeah, I know. That is odd. That's
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that freak you out?
Yeah, it would freak me out.
Like, I have no explanation for this. My wife and I have been going over it and over it. I don't know what to do.
It's crazy.
Well, I know. What should I do?
What should you do?
Yeah. I don't want to go to bed. Like, I'm tired. But I don't want to go to sleep. I'm scared. No, I'm serious. This really, like,
well,
it may seem funny to you.
Well.
But this is scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And my wife is, like, totally upset.
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, it has something to do with Kinko's, right?
What?
I mean, it has something to do with Kinko's. It wasn't, the picture wasn't taken at your place.
No, it was taken at Kinko's.
Yeah, that's
know.
Right. So...
I'm scared.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
What's so funny?
It's not funny.
Can I get your name, please?
It's Susie. But
is our manager there, Susie?
Yeah, hang on.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello.
Rob here. How can I help you?
The person I was just dealing with did not seem to, take very seriously the gravity of the situation.
Okay.
I got some passport photos done there today.
Sure, okay.
My wife and I are looking at these photos tonight.
Yeah.
One of the photos, there's an image of somebody in the back behind me.
Behind you, behind
screaming.
Me?
Screaming.
Doing what?
Screaming. Only in one of the photos, though.
Oh, bring them back and we'll reshoot them for you. Pardon?
You don't understand. My wife is upset.
You're what?
My wife is upset.
Well, if you want them redone, you'll have to come in with them, and we'll...
No.
I don't understand how somebody could have gotten in the back of the photo when your back is up against the door.
Well, exactly.
It seems kind of improbable, but...
You're calling me a liar.
No, certainly not, but it seems kind of an improbable
physical thing. But my wife is
physical
crying,
thing.
She doesn't know what's going on.
Right. Well, just come back in and we'll...
Well, what do you mean, come back?
Well, what...
After all that's happened...
What exactly do you want me to do?
I don't know. What did you do to us?
I don't know.
Why?
I mean, I didn't take the photo.
Who did that?
I have no clue.
Well, neither do I.
Well, my only suggestion to you, sir, is to come back in with your receipt and your bad passport photo, and we'll gladly redo them.
What do you think the passport officer is going to say?
Well, they're not going to say anything, because obviously you're not going to send them in.
Well, I can't.
Okay, well, just come back in, get a redo done, and...
What's a redo?
Well, we'll redo your photos. Okay, that's the only thing I can suggest.
That's it. How do you explain this picture?
I have no
clue. My wife's totally upset.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's some
you
sort of...
You want to talk to her?
No, not particularly.
Why?
Well, because I'm talking
I'm
to you.
My wife?
Well, no, if she's upset, it's best I not talk to her. You know,
she's
I...
She's not talking to anybody. She's upset.
Yeah, then I can't talk to her.
I know.
Okay.
Neither can I.
Listen, I don't know what she's upset about.
What do you mean? She looked at my picture, my passport photo. She's somebody behind me, screaming.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you be upset if you were a woman?
Well, I would just say go back and get those redone.
Well, no. It's not an issue getting them redone. That's simple. How do you explain this?
Well, I can't explain it. It's impossible for me to explain.
Well,
you know? I mean, bring it in and let me see it, and maybe I'll have a better of idea of what it is. I mean, I don't know how it could be physically possible.
Well,
you take a
exactly.
photo. Well, then
and only one of the photos, too. They're both off the same film.
Yeah. Then it's really not our problem.
What do you mean it's not your problem? You took the damn picture.
Well, it's not our problem if there's some sort of freaky thing going on in a roll of film. I mean,
it's your film. You're responsible.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, we just buy the film from a vendor.
I bought it from you.
Well, bring it back and we'll refund you your
money. My wife's upset here.
Well, I can't. I have no other call. No other.
Look, I'm not getting a damn divorce over this shit.
I hope not.
Well, exactly. She's all upset and freaking out.
Well,
thinks there's some kind of spooky old voodoo crap going on. I don't know.
Well, bring them in. Let me see them. I'll tell you what
I can't get her to come out of the bedroom, for Christ's sake. She's got the photos in there. She's
okay.
Screaming and crying.
Okay, well.
Well, what do you want me to do?
You don't have to
What's
do
your name?
You don't have to do a
What's
thing.
What's your name?
My name is Rob. Okay?
I'm writing all this down.
Okay, I hope so. Because I'm also writing it down, too.
Well, what do you expect me to do?
I expect.
I come in there innocently. I want to buy my passport photos. That's
I understand the gravity of the problem. We cannot help. If there's some sort of weird problem on the film,
it sounds like you do not want to take responsibility.
No, I'd love to take. You want me to come over and pick the film up for you?
Okay, let's just do that.
Okay, where do you live?
1433.
1433?
West 12.
Okay, whereabouts is that?
It's up here on 12. Past Granville.
Okay, I'll be up there in 5 minutes.
Okay? You want the apartment number?
Sure.
505.
And the name?
George Zorn.
What's the last name?
Zorn.
Zorn?
Yeah.
And a phone number? Okay.
6008.
6008.
Yep.
Okay, I'll come
by. Can you
give
me a call just before you leave? So I can go down and meet the lobby?
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay.
Okay.
So you give me a call.
Good evening, Starbucks on Davie.
Hi, this is Starbucks at Davie and Thurlow.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this the Starbucks at Davie and Thurlow?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I was just in there with my partner.
Right.
And he got a tall latte, and mm-hmm. I got a tall mocha.
Okay.
And I don't know what the fuck is swimming around in this drink, but there's something in there that's disgusting in my mocha.
Okay.
And I just can't believe it.
Are you close by?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy to make you new drinks. Do you know who it was that
drink.
Made
it? It looks like a dead mouse in this damn thing. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Hang on 1 second.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know if the guy told you. My partner and I were just in there. He got a tall latte. I got a tall mocha.
Okay.
And I went to take a drink of it, and I don't know what it was. Something hit my lip. I pulled the whipped cream away, and there looks like there's a dead mouse in this thing. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just absolutely disgusted.
Well, I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say. How do you think I feel?
You don't know exactly what it was in your drink?
Oh, my God, it's disgusting. I don't even want to touch it.
Oh, I guess.
It looks like a mouse. It's got fur.
Just a sec.
Oh, God.
Hi there.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I'm not going to explain this for a third time. I just explained it to two people.
Okay, what can I do for you then? Not what happened, but what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Could I bring you new
drinks? I just about threw up.
Could I bring you new drinks?
A new drink? I don't know. I don't even know if I want to have another drink after what happened.
Okay.
What would you want? I'm just really upset.
You're really upset. Well,
yes.
You know, I don't want you to be upset. So.
I go to Starbucks a lot. I've never had this happen.
Okay.
I love Starbucks.
Okay, so how can I, as a representative of Starbucks, then, you know, sort of, we'd like you to give us another chance, and maybe tonight's not the time that you want, you know, like if you,
I don't know.
You know, sort of, when you called, sort of, how were you hoping that I could sort of rectify the situation?
I didn't even think about it. I just called. I wasn't even sure this was the right number. I just looked in the book, and it was the one that Davie and Thurlow.
Okay. So, you know, I'd like to help you. But also,
well, I wouldn't mind, you know, those thermoses you have with the brushed aluminum finish?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Okay, usually for a drink replacement, it wouldn't be something like that.
Oh, sure. I almost get poisoned by a dead mouse, and all I want is a silly thermos so my partner can take it when he goes to work in the morning.
Okay, you're saying...
I don't see that that's such a big deal.
Okay, you're saying that there was a mouse in your drink?
It looks like a mouse. It's got fur on it. I don't know. I don't want to touch it.
Okay. Would you like me to... do you live nearby? I'm assuming
you do.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think very close. Thank you very much.
Okay. Would you like me to come and pick that up from you?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Why don't you give me your address?
Okay, I will.
And let me just get a piece of paper here.
Okay. Are you going to bring the thermos?
Actually, this is not my store. I'm a manager, and I just happen to be in the store. I'm visiting from another store. So what I'll do is I'll take your name and number, and then I'll make sure that the manager of this store can speak with you.
Sleep with me? Why would he want to sleep with me?
Speak with you.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay, do you want to tell me where you are?
Yes, I'm at 1346.
Mm-hmm.
Parallel. Apartment 3. So are you going to bring the thermos?
No, I'm not.
My name is Joe Louis.
Okay. And can I get your phone number, Joe?
6-5-2-5-2.
Okay, 6-8-7-5-2-5-2?
Yes.
Okay, and
so when am I going to hear from someone?
Okay, well, the manager's not here this evening.
So
yes.
I'm not going to get any customer service tonight? That's fucked.
Okay, well, I understand the situation that you're in, but I'm not really sure that a brushed thermos delivered to your house this evening is
going
to be the best way to solve the situation.
Well, that was just a start. I wouldn't mind a pound of coffee, too. Look, I got the thing sitting here if you want to see it. Just come by right now.
Yeah, that's what I just told you that I'm going to do.
Okay,
and then I'm going to put this off to the manager of this store.
So who's coming over tonight?
I am coming over tonight. I am a Starbucks manager.
Okay.
This is not my store. I'm on my way out for my own personal evening.
Well, thank you very
but
much.
But I am trying to help you, so I'm coming over to your apartment.
Okay?
Okay? I'll be there shortly.
Can you bring me a fresh mocha?
Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Would you like a grande?
Certainly.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Rogers Cable TV Vancouver. This system has been designed to The business office is currently closed. Normal hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Good evening. Thank you. Please hold while we transfer your call to a pay-per-view representative.
Roger, pay-per-view, Jennifer speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was going there. Just watching a movie on pay-per-view there.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta go to the store and get some smokes. I was wondering if you can just stop the movie for about 5 minutes.
I can't stop the movie. I can cancel it for you and you can order another one at a different time if you like.
But I gotta get up for work tomorrow. So I just wanna watch it right now.
There's no way I can stop it. There's no pause or anything. It's either.
Well, couldn't you just pause it? I just gotta go downstairs and get some smokes. My store is just down below my apartment here on Granville.
There's no way that I can pause it. I don't have that kind of control. Either you watch the whole thing or I can cancel the whole thing.
Oh, I already paid for it, eh?
No, you haven't actually paid for it yet. If I cancel it for you, then it's not going to show up on your bill.
Oh, but I just want to go get some smokes. Couldn't you just pause it for 1 sec, please?
There's no way I can pause it. I don't have that capability.
Well, you guys can turn them on and off. Can't you pause it?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Well, we don't have that capability. So did you want me to cancel it for you, or did you want to keep it?
Well, I got to get up for work tomorrow.
So did you want to cancel it or keep it?
Well, I want to watch a movie. I want to watch it, but I just got to go get some smokes.
Yeah, I understand, but I can't pause it for you.
Is there nothing you can do, please?
No, there's nothing I can do.
Do you guys get to watch movies, too?
No, not pay-per-view movies.
Why not? Aren't you working there running the VCRs?
No, we're not.
Where are the VCRs?
They're not coming from VCRs, you're coming from satellite.
Where are the VCRs located then?
There are no VCRs.
No VCRs?
Yeah.
Where do they run the movies off?
They run off the satellite.
The satellite? Where's that? Where's that?
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I was just wondering if you could movie at all?
No, not at all. Tell me about that. Did you want to keep it or did you want to cancel it?
Oh, I just got away some smokes. What's so funny? You laughing at me? Yes, you are. What's so funny? You laughing at me, making fun of me, right?
No, I'm not.
So it sounds like it. How's your night going?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you guys work 24/7?
Yep.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like working there?
It's all right.
You don't get to watch the movies, though, eh?
No.
That's a drag. That paper piece is pretty good. I don't mind it. Because you don't have to return the movies, right? You just watch them.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to tape those movies?
Yeah, you are.
The cable guys don't mind?
Mm-mm. It's perfectly legal to tape
them. It's legal?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I thought maybe they scrambled it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tried taping it, it would show up as fuzz on your tape.
No.
Oh, that's great. How come those fights are so expensive, though?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know those boxing matches there? They're like $60.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
They should try and fix that and make it cheaper, you know, because I can't afford that. That $3.99's all right, but it was $60 for that Tyson fight.
Mm-hmm.
But it went, what did it go, 11 rounds or something?
I'm not sure.
Did you see that fight?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's supposed to be the best fight of the year. Didn't hear about it?
Yeah.
Hmm. It was a good fight. I figured they let you guys watch it because it was kind of a special event, right?
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing down there? Watching TV?
No, we're sitting home.
Why, is there other people that want to pause the movie too?
I don't think so.
Does that happen a lot? You get people wanting to pause it?
No.
No? Well, I just saw it phone and ask. You never know, right?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe I'll give you a call in a bit and see how you're doing.
Okay.
What's your name?
It's
My name's George.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Kinko's 24 hours, Dalton, they're speaking. I'm gonna help you.
Yeah, is it Rob there?
Rob has just left.
Where'd he go?
He's gone home.
He's gone home? He's working overnight.
Pardon?
He told me he was working overnight.
No, who am I speaking to?
It's George Soren.
Who?
George Soren.
George?
Soren.
Yeah, he's gone home. He just left about 10 minutes ago.
Where'd he go?
He's gone home.
No, he was working overnight.
No.
George.
No, Rob's gone home.
No, he said he was working overnight.
No, he's gone,
George.
Sir. He's gone.
But he told me he was working overnight.
No, he's
George.
Gone. He's gone.
Are you positive?
I am 100% positive.
Please double check.
I am 100%.
George.
I am 100%.
Soren. I know Rob told me he was working overnight.
He's gone,
George.
Sir. He just left.
No.
He did.
I just talked to him.
I know he just left straight
George.
After the phone.
No.
He did.
I know he's coming back.
He's not here now, sir.
Where did he go?
He went
George.
Home.
But
who is George?
Back.
Who is George?
I am George.
So why do you keep saying George?
George Soren, that's my name.
Okay, why do you keep saying your name?
Because if you tell him my name, he'll know who it is.
Okay, if he was
George.
Here, I could tell him. If he's not here, I can't tell him.
Where'd he go?
I told you.
I thought he was working overnight.
No, he's not.
George.
I don't need to know your name. I know your name.
What's your name?
My name's Daljinder.
Where's Rob?
He's gone home, sir.
No, he's not. I know he's coming back. He's working overnight.
No, he's
George.
Not. He's gone home.
No, he's not.
He's gone home, sir.
I just talked to him.
I know
George.
He left straight after your phone, sir. He's gone home.
He told me he'd call me back.
He's gone
George.
Home, sir. He's not here. The only thing I can do is I can leave a message for him when he comes back now.
He is coming back.
He's coming
George.
On Wednesday. He's coming on Wednesday now.
No, he said he's coming back tonight.
When he comes,
George.
I'll tell him that you phoned. Okay?
Well, don't you want to get my name?
Yeah,
George.
I know your name, George.
George what?
George is enough. What's your telephone number?
George Soren.
No, what's your telephone number?
6008.
Okay.
But I know he's coming back tonight.
Okay.
He is. He told me he was just stepping out and then he's coming right back.
Okay.
George.
If he does, I'll tell him. Okay? Bye.
Yeah. BC Town Directory?
Yeah, I was looking for a number there.
Okay, for what city?
He's called the Right On Cafe. It's on Broadway in Vancouver.
Okay, and what's it called?
The Right On Cafe.
One
You ever been there?
No, I haven't actually.
It's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, yeah. One I've never been to. And you say it's on Broadway?
Yeah. It's the Radon Cafe. That's what my friend and I call it. Radon.
Hold on for just one sec.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask you, is it R-I-T-E or R-I-G-H-T-E or R-I-G-H-T?
I don't know. I guess R-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Right on. It's out by UBC.
Okay.
You know where that 7-Eleven is there on Broadway? On the way to UBC?
Sort of.
It's right by there. I just want to see it's open. I go get some smokes first.
Maybe
someone you work with there knows the place.
Yeah, I just asked one of the operators. Sort of heard of it, but he's looking for it too. Hang on, I'm gonna put you on hold for a sec.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. I think the operator hung up on me.
Hi.
Oh, I thought you hung up there.
No, I didn't, sorry. Just had to on hold for a sec because I was trying to look at all the cafes on Broadway.
Did you find the number?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'll just drive down there. I'll get some smokes anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
What are you doing?
Nothing much. What are you doing? I'm watching a movie.
What are you watching?
I don't know what it's called. Perez something or other.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's alright.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just taking it easy myself.
Are you?
Yeah, taking it back. What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know. What are you up to?
I don't know. Probably just take it easy.
I don't even know who is this.
It's George. Who's this?
George?
Yeah.
You got the wrong number.
No.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Ross.
Ross, yeah. That's who I called. 6008.
George who?
You don't know who it is? It's George Thorne. Ross? What are you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to... George, who?
George Thorne.
George Thorne? From what?
Zorin!
Eh?
George Zorin.
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 Yeah, I don't know you, George.
Ross, come on. You don't recognize my voice?
No. I don't know any Georges.
I just talked to you like the other day. What are you talking about?
What do you mean you talked to me the other day?
I talked to you the other day and you said give me a call back Saturday night. So I'm calling you back.
No. You're the wrong person here.
Ross. Don't play head games with me.
I'm not playing any games.
Well, sounds like head games to me.
I don't know any George. I never talked to anybody last week by the name of George.
What's this all about? I don't get it.
I don't either.
You were all nice last week, and then all of a sudden now you're being all standoffish. What's up?
All nice.
Like, what, you know?
What do you mean all nice? What are you talking about?
Well, you were all nice the other day, like last week, and I'm talking to you. You say give me a call back Saturday night. Is it just because I called so late?
Okay, where did you meet me? Where were we, what were we supposed to be doing?
You don't remember?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Come on.
I think somebody's giving you a story.
I don't understand why you're being this way. I was totally nice to you. You know?
Where were we? Where was this that you were told?
Are you serious? Are you honestly?
I'm very serious. I don't know any George.
I
don't know any George.
I don't understand why you're being this way. Like, this is weird. Don't you think? Are you always like this to people? Like, you're totally nice and then turn into a jerk, like, a week later? Seriously, don't you think that's kind of rude?
I don't know.
After all we've been through?
Yeah, right.
Rough.
Anyway. So, we'll see ya.
Well, do you want to get together tomorrow, then?
What for?
I don't know. We'll hang out. Have coffee.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, here.
What?
Hi there. Who is this?
It's George Soren.
I'm sorry. You do have the wrong number. We do not know you.
Rox knows me.
Okay. Well,
I sold him some pot.
I'm sorry. He doesn't use that.
Yes, he does.
I'm
sorry.
He
just said you don't know.
Yeah, you've got the wrong person.
Thank you very much. No.
Thank you.
You've got the wrong.
Yeah.
Ross.
Yes?
What's that all about? You put her on the phone.
I don't understand who this is, and,
I don't appreciate this shit.
Well, just don't phone here anymore, okay?
What do you mean? Why are you being this way?
I don't even know you, so, you know...
Bullshit.
If you don't...
Just because she's around, you gotta act like all weird?
Listen. You know...
What? Are you guys going crazy or something?
Yeah, she's going to get the... I got the number anyway, Dina, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you got the number. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Ross? It's George. George Zorin.
I don't know any George. I'm sorry.
George Zorin.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
Ross.
I'm not...
Yes, you... Yeah, see? You're so fucking pussy-whipped.
Anyway.
He's the fucking wimp.
Yeah, well...
He buys you around.
Hello, this is Ross. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, your message, and your phone number. As well, you may want to contact me on my pager. My pager number is 6-5299.
You have reached a BCTEL Mobility pager. Please enter your phone number from a touch-tone phone or leave a brief message after the tone.
Ross, it's George. Call me right now. Ross.
Would you get off this phone? Because I've had enough of this nonsense.
Ross, it's George.
I'm gonna call the cops right now.
Ross.
I am right now.
Ross, cut out.
Get off of here.
Ross.
Hello?
Yes? I'm looking for Ross.
Ross is right here.
Okay.
Is this George?
No.
Who is this?
This is John Gwen.
Who?
John Gwen.
John Wayne?
John Gwen.
John Gwen?
John Gwen.
Okay, all right. One moment.
I'm looking for Ross.
One moment, please.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, is this a Ross?
Yeah.
This is John Gwen?
John Gwen.
John Gwen.
Don't know. What do you want?
I got your number from George.
And what do you want?
George said to call you.
For what?
He said you have marijuana.
Oh, are you crazy? I don't know.
That's what George said. I don't know.
Well, we just phoned the police, so you better get off this phone.
I don't need trouble with police.
Well, you better get off
this phone. I am not from Canada.
You better get off this phone. Don't ever phone here again.
I'm sorry. George gave me your number. He told everyone to call you.
Everyone?
He gave you a pager.
Everyone?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm sorry. I got your number from George.
Well, you better not call here again because...
Well, you better call George and tell him not to call people.
I don't know who this George is and I don't even know where he is.
Well, he's giving out your number to everyone at the bar.
At the bar?
Yes.
What bar?
The bar on Granville called The Gate.
The Gate?
The Gate.
The Gate. Granville and where?
It is down at the Hotel California.
Hotel California?
Yeah. He is down there. And
He told me to call you.
Okay, Hotel California. Okay.
George, stay there.
George, who?
George stays at the hotel.
Yes.
Sorry?
Okay, so I
George stays at hotel.
At the California hotel.
He stays there. He said to call you. I'm sorry.
His name is George Thorne.
George Thorin.
Okay. All right. Don't call here anymore.
Okay, but he gave me your number.
Well, I can't help that. I've already called the police about this.
And what did they say?
They're looking into it.
Well,
they're tracing calls, so you better get off of here.
I don't mean no harm. I just got your number from George.
Yeah, well, if you're doing what you say you're doing, looking for drugs, you're in real trouble because...
You sell drugs?
No, I sure don't. There's nothing to do with it.
You have pager. George said you have a pager.
I have a pager, that's right.
Most drug dealers have pager now.
Well, so does 100,000 other people. So.
I am just a visitor to your country.
Yeah, well, you don't want... Don't phone here because I got nothing I can do for you.
Well, I am just a visitor to your country. I do cannot get kicked out.
Well, then the fastest thing for you to do is get off this phone.
I'm only here on welfare.
No, get off the phone.
Kenko 24 Hours, Dazinda speaking. I'm happy.
Hey, how are you doing? It's George.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Did Rob get back yet?
No, I told you Rob's not coming back.
He just called me and said he was on his way back.
From where?
I don't know. He just said, call me in 5 minutes. I'm on my way back.
He's not come, sir.
Yes, he is. He just said he's on his way back.
He's not here, sir. He's not here. I'll tell him you phone when he comes in.
Well, he should be walking through the door any minute.
No, he's not here. He's not here.
He told me any second he's going to walk through the door.
No, he's not here, sir. I'll phone you when he comes in. Okay?
You're going to phone me?
Yeah.
I'm going to phone you.
Okay, then.
You phone me?
Okay.
Did you phone me?
No.
Did Rob?
No.
Who called me then?
I don't know.
George.
You call me. I'll phone you when he comes in, sir.
Well, where is he?
Okay? He's gone home, sir.
What's your name?
My name is the same as before.
What is it? I didn't spell it right.
Okay?
What's your name?
Okay, bye.